Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker Hagen, and I'm so glad to be here. We made it over. It's 2021. Yes, my co-host, Dr. J.R. Thickland, is a little under the weather, so he won't be joining us tonight. But feel better, Dr. J. Can't wait to see you next week. And we have a special guest. Star Baba Tune. She is a motivational speaker, a trainer, a coach, and I've had the pleasure of traveling throughout the U.S. with her. We've had some phenomenal times, and I want to bring her on. Star Baba Tune, how are you?
Hey, sister, I'm good. I'm so glad to be here.
It is so great to see your face. I haven't seen you in many a Sundays.
That is so true. That's so true. We have not seen each other in many a Sunday. But look at you. Look at you. You're just as gorgeous as the last time I saw you.
Oh, you're too kind, too kind. How many years has it been, actually?
Since we've seen each other.
Yeah.
It's probably only five.
About 5 years?
Yeah, I don't remember what state or city we were in at the time. I think it was in your hometown.
Yes, you came down. You had a speaking engagement.
Yes.
And I was engaged at the time.
Yes, yes.
And we talked about that. Yes.
Yes, that was the last time we saw each other. We used to see each other all the time.
I know. Don't you miss going into airports and connecting at the hotels and then getting on stage and running and trying the preparations? I was skinny then.
I do miss those days. I do miss them, but it's nice and fond at this point. It's like, yes, I don't remember any stress.
And the kids are bigger.
Much. Daughter's 19. She's in her first year of college. My baby girl. And my son is 24. Oh, my God.
I can't believe that.
Right. And your babies are all grown babies with babies.
Yeah, they're all over 30. You believe that? My granddaughter is 17.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. Destiny. She's 17 now. But, you sent out an email for the new year, and it resonated with me because of the fact that the last couple of weeks, Dr. J and I had been talking about, the current events, things that are going on, and the stress and pressure individuals are in. As a matter of fact, the last show was we talked about remembering to breathe because so much is going on. And sometimes you're in the midst, in the thick of it, and you're just holding your breath until somebody have to tap you out and say, it's okay, breathe. But it has been extremely rough. There, people have lost their jobs. They've lost loved ones. It is the worst of times, but it is also the best of times for many of people. People have been able to get financial assistance that they would have never been able to get.
That is
under normal circumstances. They've been able to create businesses and, launch their businesses, supplying for the demand. And your email resonated with me so much. But this dispensation that we're in right now, 2021, how do you foresee things rolling out?
I have no idea, Dr. Valerie, how I foresee things rolling out. I don't know, but I do know one thing. I know that we're going to have some challenges. Yes. I know that there are going to be some setbacks this year. I know there are going to be some obstacles this year. I know that this year is going to demand a lot of us. I know that it is going to demand that we do things differently than we've ever done before, that we see things differently than we ever have seen before, that we receive things differently than we ever have before. I think what the year is going to bring is a lot more change. And that's okay. Because my feeling is, my belief is, we already been through some stuff, all right? Yeah. All right? We have already been through some stuff. Look.
Yes.
We have been through some obstacles, right? We have been through some hard times. We have been through frustrations and disappointments. We have been through some things and we've survived.
Yes.
Right? And I'm talking about stuff we've gone through, Dr. Valerie, before 2020.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed.
Before 2020. And we've been able to use all those tools that we've accumulated to get through 2020. You know, and I know a lot of people have had a very hard time, but even so, they've been able to survive. And it's based on the tools that they already have. And I think the important thing as we look to 2021 is we may have to sharpen those tools.
Yes.
We may have to gather some new tools. But one thing I know is that we have everything inside. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
We have everything inside, and so we can survive. We have survived, and we will survive. People are so glad to be out of 2020, though. I think that there is an optimism that we may not have had for a few months. So I think at least we're starting out with some optimism.
That's why I believe better is coming, even in the midst of the peril, even in the midst of the elections in Georgia. Even in the midst of that, better is coming because we're still here. You know, people wage success in different levels, but being here and being able to survive the onslaught and the attacks mentally and physically that we've experienced in 2020, that is success.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Success is ever increasing. Success is ever ending. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Success is you. Success is me being here, being able to reinvent ourselves, staying connected with the people. We used to travel the airports and be in different states, sometimes two states in a day, on a stage. But God has been faithful. We're still here. So, you know, success is still being here in the midst of opposition.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think one of the things that helps is this sense of gratitude, right? Mm. Sense of being gratitude. And I'm not just talking about being grateful for the ginormous things, right? You know, like life. Whenever I do a presentation, I do corporate training, you know, I always ask people to tell me something you're grateful for. And they immediately go with life, God, health, family, job. It's always those five things. And I appreciate that. I do. But I often ask them, if that's your first five, what's your 6 through 10? Mm. Right? What else do you have? I remember I was going through, I was going in an airport, going to some training in Alabama, and everything went like clockwork. I mean, it was great. Got there plenty of time. I had a lovely cup of coffee. The plane boarded on time, plenty of room for my overhead bag. You know, I'm like, this is great. And I say to the woman in the window seat, we made it. And she looks at me like I'm out of my mind. And she says, was there any doubt we were going to make it? I said, no, there was no doubt, but I'm still grateful, right?
Yes.
It just makes me think that there's so many little things that happen in our lives every single day that we take for granted. And I think that 2020 kind of put that up in our faces. You know, people would love to get into traffic and go downtown. Mm. You know, some people, yes. You know, a lot of the little things that we take for granted have been taken from us. And my theory about that is, and there was a study that showed that when you give gratitude for the little things, you have more energy, more determination, more ability to accomplish your goals, less stress and depression, just by being grateful for the little things. And so my theory is, let's just be grateful for the little things. And I think as we go through 2021, like you said, we're still here. That would be gratitude point number one. But I think there is so much more that we can just be grateful for every single day. Little things like, did you have some water today? Was it clean? Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Dr. J said that one of the things that he recognizes is that it has this shutdown, this COVID has caused us to reevaluate our families. how we connect with them. What impact are we making, not only in our families' lives, but our friends' lives, that we take so much for granted, but this COVID has allowed us to reposition ourselves, mm-hmm. our thought patterns. Mm-hmm. Have you found that to be true?
I have found that to be true. You know, this has been an interesting year because my daughter has not been here. She lives somewhere else. That's crazy. I mean, she lives on campus here right now, but just that whole concept of her not being here, but definitely more of looking at my children and just grateful that they're here, talking to my brother and my niece and nephew. I get my niece and nephew every summer for 2 weeks. I did not get them this summer.
Wow.
That was rough. But having more conversations, trying to be more intentional about it.
Now, when we first met years ago, I don't know how long it's been. Has it been 10 years or so?
At least 10 years, maybe.
At least 10 years ago?
14.
You were practicing law and you wanted to get into motivational speaking.
Yes, that was many, many moons ago.
So what are you doing now full time?
Yes, I left the law and became a full-time speaker and trainer. And that's right around the time that I met you through Les Brown. Because I went to this seminar. I was in a real bad place. The job was falling apart. My marriage was falling apart. My son was sick. Real bad place. But a friend of mine invited me to go to this conference, some conference, you know, with all these speakers. And I, you know, when I paid for the conference, I was in a good mood. By the time it was time to go, I was, you know, my life had fallen apart. And I remember sitting in the audience and I remembered that I used to be on the stage. I was a child actress, but I had forgotten about that. But I'm sitting in that audience and I'm watching all these amazing speakers. And I'm like, I want to be on the stage. I want to be a speaker, right? Just remembering that I used to be on the stage and I loved being on the stage. But I'm wondering, is there room on the stage for someone like me? Is there room on the stage for someone with high energy, you know, very bubbly personality? And onto the stage walks Mr. Les Brown. What? I didn't know who he was at the time, but I was about to find out. When he did his talk, his motivational talk, I was like, there you go. That's it. That's who I want to be when I grow up. I want to do that. And that is when the bug bit, or when I was, that's when I made that commitment that's what I'm going to do. And I signed up for Les's program, stalked him until he gave me a job. You remember that.
Yes, you were a stalker. And for those that are listening in, he's too old for you to be stalking him, so you can't stalk him now.
Back in the day, we used to stalk a person. And what I mean by that is just I always showed up to be of assistance wherever he was, right? Remember that time I drove to Pittsburgh?
Yes, you did.
There. It's just, how can I be of service? How can I be of service? That was back in the day.
But right. Yeah. And then you wind up helping me manage the platinum speakers. You started doing the calls. So, you know, there are people that are sitting, listening and watching us right now and saying, oh, you know, here they are doing this, but they don't know about the journey. They don't know about the process. What was that like reinventing yourself? You know, because there are people that are listening out there really need to, you know, reinvent themselves. They're like disgusted. They're frustrated because they feel that all is lost and that they're a certain age that they can't start over or reinvent yourself. But, you know, age don't have a limit. Talk about that.
Well, age doesn't have a limit. I went back to law school when I was 32 years old, you know, 5 years ago. What? You know, and I felt like a dinosaur as I looked to the left of me and looked to the right and all these 22-year-olds running around. But that, when I went to law school, that was a moment of reinvention. Here, yeah. I am. I'm going to be an attorney. And it actually took me a year and a half to, from I think I want to do this to I'm actually going to do it, because I had to spend a year and a half hemming and hawing about it. Well, should I do it? But I'm so old. But what if I don't like it? But, you know, I haven't been to school in a while. I just spent a year and a half messing around with that and finally jumped in to do that. And so then I spent 10 years as a lawyer, and that, it was great. I loved being an attorney. I loved it. But things changed. You know, that we're going to call it a midlife crisis, but the crisis of maybe this is not what I'm here for. Maybe there's something more. Maybe there's something that I'm missing. And, you know, I invite people to go ahead and do that reinvention. Because here's the deal. Here's the deal, Valerie. I mentioned before that I was a child actress, right? I did TV shows and movies and commercials from the time I was 7 to the time I was about 18, 19 years old. And I loved it. I absolutely loved being on the stage. But my being a successful actress at the time seemed to cause a lot of tension in my home. A lot of tension. And I get it now, you know, having a child in theater, actually having two children in, you know, the industry is hard. It was hard on my mom to try to deal with us. She was a single mom at the time. My son, my brother was a musician, and I'm doing, you know, things in California. She's trying to balance both of those things. There was just so much tension, and it seemed like it was my fault. You know, because I'm a child and the world revolves around me. So it's got to be my fault. And so I decided I would never go on the stage again. I decided I would never show my light, that I would never stand in center stage. I would never be in the spotlight again, hoping that by diminishing my light, that the other members of my family would feel better, that I could regain the love I thought that I had lost. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I took my gift, my talent, you know, I put it in a box and I closed it up and I put it on the shelf and pushed it all the way in the back.
Like so many people do.
And I didn't look at that again for 25 years. For 25 years,
wow.
That is a lifetime. But I know I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. I know that there are so many other people who have done the same thing. You know, they've taken their dreams, their goals, they've taken the things that they want to do and they've put them off. They've put them in a box, put them in a bowl, under the cabinet, back in the shelf. But it hasn't gone away. It still gnaws at them.
Yes.
Right? It still gnaws at them. And my advice or my suggestion is to get that box and open it up and to do it now. You know, they say that the best time to have planted a tree was 20 years ago. That's the best time to plant a tree. The second best time to plant a tree is right now. And so whatever dream you've put away, you've put aside, I think that now is the time. This is the perfect time to bring that back. This is a perfect time to reinvent, to figure out what's next. Life is not, it's not like an express train that goes straight from one place to the other, right? It's got lots of local stops, and sometimes it meanders to the left and sometimes it meanders to the right. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. Because that's what life is. And so I would encourage people not to be afraid.
Fear is a big thing. To try and claw through. Fear is like going through a brick wall.
It is. And I would just hope that people would move forward. I mean, I think in this last year, some people have realized how tenuous life is, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have all day, and we don't know when everything that we know will be taken away. And so we've got to grab it. We've got to jump in. We've got to grab it, because I believe that if you have faith, if you have faith, that you will be caught. Do you know what I mean? I know you know what I mean. It's like we are not given these gifts and these dreams without the ability to have them come to fruition. If we are brave enough and if we have enough faith. So those are my thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, when you have a destination to get to, you get on a road. And on that road, you're going to face some opposition. It's just like driving in a car. Mm-hmm. Just say, like, my husband loves to drive. So, and when we go on road trips, he doesn't like for me to drive. I don't know why, because I've been driving long before him, but he doesn't let me drive. But I'm cool with that. And I noticed that when we're on that journey, sometimes there's rain. And sometimes the rain falls so heavy till it's blinding, but we keep on going. And then there's sometime the sun comes out, and the sun, you ever been driving and the rays are so bright till it blinds you and you have to let down your shade?
Yes.
That's how life is sometimes. There's going to be some rain sometime, but it don't rain always.
Not
the sun doesn't shine always. But what they both have in common as it relates to us is that we persevere through it all, because it's an obstacle, because it's abnormal to our path in life. It's abnormal obstruction on the road. We keep on driving until we get to that destination. And that's what our journey is in life. That's what purpose is. Purpose is moving forward, because even though you don't exactly know what the end is going to be, you know there's more, you know there's better. Better is coming. But what we have to do is get on that road. Rather you're driving, rather you're walking, rather you're riding a bike, you got to get on that road and move forward. Don't just sit in the car parked. Mash that gas and move forward. That's all I'm saying. Just mash the gas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because
you know, a lot of times we don't know. I mean, we can have our life all planned out, a 2-year plan, 3-year plan, 5-year plan. But what happens when you're afflicted physically or mentally? What happens? Oh, we don't just check out. We're resilient people. We gather our belongings and we keep on walking down that road, because we know greater is coming. We know that there's better up ahead. Because if you stay in that car parked, guess what? If you stay in your car parked and that engine is running, you're going to suffocate. But that carbon monoxide is going to put you out. So you have to mash that gas and go somewhere. Do something. Even if it's a stepping stone to where you want to go, do something. If you decide, just like you wanted to act, you started, there was a preparation stage. You started going to auditions and auditions and auditions until you got the part. And imagine all the stars that we envy on television if they gave up.
If they gave up.
People look at Les Brown and they were like, wow, I want to be like him. He's the greatest speaker in the world. And he is. But there was a journey getting there. There was a journey. There's disappointments. You're going to cry sometime. You're going to pull your hair out. And you may wind up even homeless.
You might.
For your dreams. You might. Because a lot of times, because in the midst of trying to fulfill your destiny and walk in purpose, you make bad decisions. You know, everything that glistens isn't gold.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that you give up.
Absolutely.
So can you give the listeners some points and strategies of what you've done to cause that shift in your life to walk in the greatness you're walking in right now?
Some strategies. Okay. So I got a couple of things. And the first thing is to accept the fact that you're making the best decisions you can with the tools that you have.
With what you have.
Right? When my daughter was a little girl. She's like seven or so, and she's loading the dishwasher. That's her job. And the night before, she loaded the dishwasher, but there wasn't enough dishes to run it, so we waited until the next day. The next day, she's trying to load the dishwasher. She can't make it all fit. So I come over to help her out. I start moving this over here and putting that over here, and I can tell by her face, she feels completely defeated. She feels like, oh, I did it wrong. And I had to tell her, no, no, baby, you didn't do it wrong. You did the best you could with the dishes we had. But now today, we got some different dishes. So that just means we have to move things around. And that is what life is like. When you are at point A and you make the best decisions you can based on what you know, based on what you have, you do your best. And then 2 years later, we got some different dishes. It just means we got some different dishes. So let's move things around to make these dishes fit for today. And you know what? 2 years later, we're going to have some different dishes. And so the first thing that I would say is just give yourself some grace for making decisions that you are making right here. The second thing I would say is you have everything that you need on the inside. You have everything that you need. I remember when I was in Colorado doing some training somewhere in Colorado, and I went white water rafting because that's what you do in Colorado. So I go white water rafting, and we go over some rapids, and then we get to a part in the water where it's nice and cool and clear and calm. And then the guide says, you can go ahead and jump in the water. And so it was a hot day. I jump in the water. My head goes under and I panic. I can't breathe. It's so cold. I don't know what to do. And so I'm holding on to the side of that boat for dear life. And the guide says, do you want me to pull you up? I can't even answer. All I can do is go. And so he pulls me up. I get in there. And once I calm down, I realize I had my life vest on. I had my life vest on the entire time. So after the initial shock, I could have just floated. I would have been okay. But I got so distracted by my own fear and by the unexpected chill that I forgot that I had everything I need. And I think we as people, as humans, we prepare. And then we go and we jump in the water and oh my gosh, it's cold, and we get disoriented by life's twists and turns, and we forget that we have everything we need.
Everything we need.
We have everything we need. And so I would say to remember that, and you definitely have enough to get started. The third thing that I would say is sometimes you need professional help. I'm just gonna say it. Sometimes you need professional help. So I went skiing with my girlfriends, Marie and her two sisters. They are great skiers. And they're like, Star, come skiing with us. I'm like, all right, I've been skiing, you know, one time. So we go skiing. She's like, I will take you. I'll show you everything. And so Saturday morning, we're there for the weekend. Saturday morning, we get up. Marie's sisters go to the Diamond Slopes and we go to the Bunny Slopes. And she proceeds to teach me how to ski. It was a very long and arduous day. There was a lot of falling down. And by the end of the day, my body ached. Every muscle in my body ached. And I had not skied all day. I did not learn how to ski. I go home and I think, you know what? I'm just staying in the cabin. I'm not even leaving. But the next morning, I feel okay. We go back out. And I say, you know what, Marie? Go with your sisters to the Diamond Slope. She's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, please go. I'm going to go take a lesson. And so I took a lesson from a professional, a 45, it wasn't even an hour. It was a 45 minute lesson from a professional. And I learned how to ski. And after that 45 minutes, I could ski down the Bunny Slope. And I got so confident that I went to the intermediate slopes. Here's the deal. What was the difference? The difference is that I got professional help. You get help from someone who has been, not only who has been where you want to go, but who knows how to teach, who knows how to train. And so I, you know, the first time, 5 hours, It was a terrible day and I didn't learn anything. 45 minutes with a professional and I was skiing. And so whatever it is that you are trying to do, yeah, you could do it by yourself. Yeah, you could do it by asking your good girlfriend or guy friend who just adores you and loves you and wants to help you with all their heart. But if they don't know how to teach you, then you're going to be, it's going to be sore. It's going to be a long, hard road. So that's what I would say. Those are the three things I would say. Understand that you're making the best decisions you can with the information you have. You have everything you need, and you can add to that by getting some professional help. Does that help?
And not just professional help as it relates to business, but you need to get professional help even when it deals with your mental capacity to think.
Especially
your mental capacity to process life. Life is swallowing us up whole, and it's okay to seek professional help. And it also help you unload some baggage to free you up mentally and emotionally so that you can walk in your purpose. A lot of times we're bogged down because we have something in our head and we don't know how to get it out. Last week, I told the listeners that start writing. Get it out of you. Start putting it on papers and create a diary, write a book about your life, because it's, you know, if you live a certain amount of time like we've lived, you got some stories to tell. And why reinvent the wheel if we've already gone through some things and can share some things with you to help you walk into the greatness that you're supposed to be in? So, you know, go seek professional help, mental help. And it doesn't mean all the time when you go seek mental health that you're crazy.
No.
It doesn't mean you're crazy. It just means that I have some things on my mind that I can't decipher. And people like you and me, you can go to a life coach. We're life coaches. We can help you extract that thing and decipher. But if you go to, get mental help, it's also to help you make peace with your past. A lot of times we can't move forward because we're imprisoned by our past. And until we get free from that, we'll never walk in purpose. We'll never walk in our destiny because we're in an emotional prison.
That is so true. That is so true. It's like we're stuck in our rear view window, you know, as we drive and we're trying to drive forward, but all we can see is what's back there. I definitely agree, because sometimes, you know, you need to have someone to talk to who is not your family. Someone doesn't really know you that well, is not going to bring up what you did on Thanksgiving 15 years ago. They're not going to bring that up. So, cause they don't know. So yeah, it is good to have that, that neutral person. And sometimes just to talk it out, talking it out, you know, there's some studies done by an emotional intelligence that says that when you can talk about your emotions, when you can label your emotions, they have less of a hold on you.
Yes.
They have less of a hold, but trying to deny it, to run away from it, to ignore it, that's not it. That's not it. That's like that bad potato in the potato drawer, right? You want to ignore it. You know it's going to happen. Take up the entire kitchen. And you go around going, what is that smell? Is my relationship not working? Why is my business not working? You know, why do my kids not want to talk to me? What is that smell? It's because you got a potato that you need to take care of in your past.
Wow. That's a good analogy. That is a good analogy. And it's like, how many things do we have tucked away in our drawer? Emotionally, mentally, physically. We have physical ailments that we don't want to tell anybody about. And because we don't want to share our pain, then it becomes inwardly and breaks us and crushes us till we can't blossom into the butterfly that we're supposed to be. And I remember when I was doing my third book, Restored Vessels, Young yes. Adult Overcoming Adversities.
I remember that book.
You're in that book.
Yes, I remember it. So.
Yeah, so, you know, and I thank you for being a part of that journey. And by the way, I'm going to be with Tawana Williams on January 16th. She has a show, so I'm going to be with her. She and I just can't wait to be on there because we're talking about stories,
yes.
Unarmed and dangerous. Talk about yes. stories. I can't yes. wait to be with her. But we have traveled. We've done some things. We've explored some things. We tapped into things that we didn't think that we would ever be able to test. Certainly, I didn't think I would be living this life. I didn't think, I'm terrified to get on planes, but yet I was flying all over the world, international at that as well. And I'm terrified to fly. But there's things that we're going to do even in the fear. We fear it, but we do it anyway because it's our purpose. It's our destiny. And if we don't do it, then chains won't be broken off of other people's lives. Suppose you didn't get on that plane. Suppose you didn't come to that training. Just suppose you caused a shift in the atmosphere to break chains in people's life. Look at the journey you're in. You're a trainer. You're a coach. I mean, look at the lives you've impacted. You've impacted more lives now than when you on your journey as an attorney.
I believe so. I believe so. I know I've done over 7,000 hours of training to tens of thousands of people over a variety of industries and coached so many hours. I cannot.
Who would have thought after coming to a training that you became a trainer?
Yes. Yes. That was not my intention when I walked in the door. Let me tell you that. But yeah, I mean, I hadn't thought about that, but I, you know, that's what we want, right? We want to have a positive impact in the lives of others. And I hope that I have done that. I mean, I know that I have done that, but that is just always my desire. Have I made a positive impact? I feel if I've done that, then I've done my work here. But you are absolutely right that every voice is necessary. Every story is necessary. I do a lot of work now where I work with coaches and speakers and small business owners to be able to elevate their presentation skills, their speaking skills, their storytelling skills. I help them elevate that. I'm helping them elevate their voices. And one of the reasons that I do that, I believe, is because I spent so much time hiding my own voice. So many years hiding my own voice. And now I get to help other people find their voice, to embrace their inner light, to be the stars that they were born to be. And someone was asking me earlier about regrets.
Why?
You know.
We all have them.
Right, right. And so I said that. That was one of my biggest regrets, was hiding my light to make other people feel comfortable. That was one of my biggest regrets. However, look at where I am now. Look at this passion that I have for helping other people, you know, illuminate their own voices. Would I have this passion this way had I not gone through that? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Would I be the person I am right now had I not gone through that? And I don't know that. And so there is that.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's that.
That's that.
So what's next for you? Here we are in 2021 and we just began. What are your thoughts for this new year, this new season of your life? Because we're ever learning, we're ever evolving, and we're always trying to reinvent ourselves to the new norm. So where do you foresee you going as it relates to your training, your business that you have? Because I know it's a big demand for training and coaching. So how do people connect with you? I put your website out, starbarbecue.com.
So what I'm doing right now is I've just completed, I mean, it's hot off the presses, a digital training program called Own Your Stage.
Wow.
Your Stage, delivering powerful presentations that increase your income and your impact. And it's a digital program that I've been wanting to do forever. So I'm releasing that this year in January. And I also, I continue to coach people. Like I said, I coach speakers, coaches, and small business owners who want to use speaking to grow their business, or they just want to be speakers. And I, you know, take them through a process. I take them from what I call the five stages of public speaking. Five stages. First, there is set the stage. And this is where we talk about your purpose, get clarity on your message. Then we take the stage. This is where we put it together. We structure it. We start rehearsing. Own the stage is where we talk about engagement and storytelling. Then we have get the stage, which is how do you get speaking engagements? And finally, it's leverage the stage, which has to do with sales. How do we turn those speaking engagements into profits? So it is it's like a five act play.
Wow.
And that's a new program that, like I said, I'm releasing this this January, launching actually February 1st. And just continuing with the coaching that I do. Now, I'm also a keynote speaker, so I've got a couple of those things lined up. And I'm a corporate trainer, so I go to corporations and do whatever training they want me to do. And let me just say, last year, there was a lot of diversity training.
Yeah.
I try to focus in communication and presentation skills, but because of my legal background, you know, they're tapping into me for that. And because of everything that was going on, like, you know, I'm not going to go out and protest, but I can train, you know, that's my lane. And I can do that very well and spread awareness that way. So I was able to do that. So that's what I'm looking forward to this this year. I'm looking to take on 4 additional coaching clients for the year. And I'm looking to launch my speaker training program, my digital program, to as many people who would like to have it. That's the big plan.
Awesome. Well, I know you're amazing at that because I've been with you. I've traveled with you. You've traveled with me. You've traveled with Les. So we've been all over. So I know that you're good at what you're doing. You're fluent in what you do. So I congratulate you on that process. And I know that you are off to another show.
I do have another show, but I do want to ask one thing. One thing I want to ask of you, sister, what's in your 2021? What's the plan for Valerie?
Reaching hearts and empowering lives. That's what's in my focus. I want to reach as many people to transform, because if once you reach the heart of a person, then you got their soul and they're able to spread out. And I want people to experience life on another level. And you can only do that if you reach their hearts, because a lot of hearts have been cold because of what's happened. A lot of hearts have been cold because their hearts have been broken. A lot of hearts have went cold because they don't know their purpose. They don't know their destiny, what their destiny looks like. So if we can reach that heart to transform that mind, have this mind renewed daily, then you'll be able to reach your goal and be able to process. So that's what my goal is for 2021, to reach hearts and empower lives and continue with my foundation, because the soul of a woman is very important to me. Domestic violence is on an all-time high. My co-host, Dr. J, he's an advocate for domestic violence, and he's a trainer, a coach, and he's a minister of the gospel. So, and I'm in ministry too, but when I get in line, he lay hands on me. But, you know, I'm passionate about that, because people are broken. And once you get broken, you get stuck in life. And once you get stuck, it's like the analogy I used about being in a car. You're just sitting there with the engine running, going nowhere. You want to move, but you don't know how. You don't have the energy or the strength to smash the gas. But then this is what I want to do. I want to encourage people to move forward in 2021, no matter what it looks like. no matter how it may feel like, okay, we're not going nowhere. Everything is going to fold up on us. You know, we've got to keep pressing. Better is coming. Better is ahead. But guess what? Better starts with us.
Yes.
We're the better.
Yes.
We're our greatest asset. We are the better. So if we renew our minds and spirit, then we can create that better.
Yes.
Start appreciating people on a higher level. And when you appreciate people, you'll love people and you want to sow into them and you want them to be more because you want to be more. So better is coming because we need to be renewed. We need to be restored. We need to be reconnected. Love affects our past, our present, our future. Love is an emotion, a gift given to us from God, and it should never, ever hurt. That's my word.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, thank you so much for having me, Valerie. Absolutely phenomenal catching up with you.
Yes, indeed. Love you much, Miss Star Babatune. And see her website, www.starbabatune.com. It took me so long to learn how to do your name. I was like, your name is what?
I know. Back in the day.
I used to always mess up your certificate.
Yes, I remember. I'd be going, so Valerie, you think you could change this? All right. But if anyone wants to get in touch with me, yeah, that's my website, starbabatune.com.
Got your name?
Starbabatune.com, Starbabatune, star@starbabatune.com. If you want to send me a message, but there's a place on my website where you can send me a message too. If you'd like to talk about telling your story, if you'd like to talk about improving your public speaking skills, or if you need to talk about some corporate training, definitely connect with me.
Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you, sister. I'll talk
good
to
night.
You. Good night.
Well, it was an amazing talk with Miss Star Babatune, and I'm so excited about the possibilities ahead. Dr. J, I miss you. See you soon. Hopefully next Tuesday. I hope you're feeling better enough so that you can come and join me. And remember, I'm here because you're here, and we'll see you next week on another Hot Topics from the Soul. Good night, and God bless.